With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Voters in the Northland Pines and Tomahawk school districts approved funding referendums. Northland Pines got approval from 67% of those casting ballots. The current referendum expires at the end of this school year. The new referendum would replace it at $5.6 million a year for the next 3 years. It is $1 million more than the last two referendums voters approved. The Tomahawk School District asked voters to approve renewing an operational referendum for $3.25 million per year for the next 4 years. It's the same amount voters approved in 2022 that has been in place for the last 3 years. It had been set to expire at the end of this school year. Tomahawk School District voters approved extending the funding with 56% of the voters in favor. Wisconsin's Democratic-backed incumbent state schools leader will face a Republican-supported challenger after both advanced in a three-person primary. The winner in the April 1st general election will guide education policy in the battleground state as leader of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underley, currently serving her first term as state superintendent, and Brittany Kinzer, a private school advocate, both advanced in Tuesday's primary. One person died in a car crash on Highway 8 Tuesday morning. It happened around 8:30 on Highway 8 near Spring Creek Road, about 8 miles west of Rhinelander. The Wisconsin State Patrol says early investigation suggests a pickup heading west on 8 crossed the center line, hitting another car head-on. The driver of the other car, a 58-year-old Tomahawk man, died in the crash. The driver of the pickup, a 53-year-old Abbotsford woman, was hurt. The Wisconsin State Patrol is conducting the crash investigation. A couple days of bad sleep can leave people feeling frustrated, cranky, and not at their best. Long term, it can also have severe impacts on their heart health. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
There is solid evidence that insufficient, poor sleep, or even misaligned sleep is associated with heart health problems like high blood pressure.
It makes sense to think about it simplistically, like, oh yeah, sure, you lack something that is physiologically needed for survival, and therefore your whole system declines.
That's Dr. Julio Fernandez Mendoza. He's a professor at Penn State College of Medicine and a clinician at the Penn State Health Sleep Research and Treatment Center. He explains that unhealthy sleep isn't just getting less than the recommended number of hours. It can also be napping to make up for sleep, having fragmented sleep, sleeping too much, or not sticking to a schedule. The current health recommendations are 7 to 8 hours of sleep for adults. Dr. Fernandez Mendoza says it's also recommended that the middle of your sleep period fall between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m.
That way is regardless of how much sleep you get and where you are, because we know 2 to 4 a.m. you are anchored to the biological night. For sure it's dark.
Dr. Fernandez Mendoza does recommend some medically backed advice for better sleep. This includes waking up at the same time every day, no matter how well you slept the night before, only using your bed for sleeping and sexual activity. If you're struggling to fall asleep, don't just lay awake in bed. Go do something relaxing until you're truly sleepy. Don't try to nap to make up for sleep. And go to bed when you're sleepy, not just because you have to.
It's very, very important for people to understand, especially those who disregard sleep, that they consider it a waste of time, to start to consider that sleep is important for health and that devoting enough time to sleep is as essential as eating and exercising, moving during the day. It's a physiologic need. So those people need to understand that if they are self-infringing lack of sleep, they need to take care of their heart.
Dr. Fernandez Mendoza recommends seeking professional medical help if you suffer from insomnia for more than 3 months. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Governor Tony Evers laid out his budget priorities during an address to the state legislature, including steps to address PFAS contamination. Evers says we need to address water quality.
As part of my comprehensive plan to improve water quality statewide, we're working to strengthen Wisconsin's groundwater standards for PFAS. And I'm asking the legislature to support an investment of over $145 million to fight PFAS contamination statewide and provide emergency resources like bottled water to families and communities affected by water contamination.
Evers decried what he calls irresponsible decisions in Washington and needless chaos. Evers said Tuesday the two-year spending plan he's proposing is designed to prepare for drastic cuts to vital programs. He spoke about protecting Wisconsin's agriculture industry from impacts.
So my plan creates a new ag economist position in state government that will help farmers navigate market disruptions and volatility caused by tariffs. I'm also proposing to double our investments in the Wisconsin Initiative for Ag Exports to help increase exports for our dairy, meat, crops, and help farmers and producers expand into new markets.
Evers released a budget that is more of a wish list than a roadmap of what will actually become law. Republicans who control the legislature promised to scrap the vast majority of Evers' budget, as they have in the past, and start from scratch. The legislature is expected to pass a budget plan later this summer. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled a Republican Party official lacked the standing to bring a lawsuit that challenges the use of a mobile voting van in 2022. The lawsuit sought to ban the use of mobile voting vans in any future election in the presidential battleground state. The court's ruling Tuesday did not address the legality of mobile voting sites in its ruling, meaning that mobile voting vans could be used in future elections. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.